From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio.
Radio. Educating, informing,
and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters.
Walters.
In hundreds of cities here. From these Crossbreed Holster Studios, I am Mark Walters, and yes, I will be filling your prescription for freedom for the remainder of this hour. Welcome to the program. If you're just joining us, welcome to this hour. You're in for a great one. If you've been following along for the previous 2 hours, you heard a great program so far. Had the great Alan Gottlieb in hour one. A.W.R. Hawkins, he was missing in hour two. That's because he's traveling. We will be hooking up with A.W.R. Hawkins in the next couple of days in Atlanta, Georgia. He will be coming in for the National Rifle Association meetings, and we will be talking all things Armed American Radio and Breitbart related here in the next few days. We'll have a lot to report back to you on Sunday. A lot. I am getting a lot of emails that some are coming in right now during the program about what I opened up with in the first hour of the show, and that is the National Rifle Association has in fact officially disinvited the United States Concealed Carry Association from any participation at this event or upcoming events. I'll leave it at that for now. Tim Schmidt, the founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association, by the way, the NRA did this 2 weeks before the event. Now, let me tell you what that means. To set up a booth at a convention hall requires a tremendous amount of coordination through the event staff, the planning committees, many folks at the convention site, including the unions, the shipments for the booth, etc. It requires a team of about 24 people to come down to the convention and participate to get it set up, tear it down, all that fun stuff that goes with it. It's incredibly expensive to do. And purchasing the size booth that they had was not cheap either. Let me make that very, very clear. And the National Rifle Association notified them 2 weeks before the event. Sorry, bye, not welcome. Here's your check. But, of course, that didn't account for all of the logistics that I know something about after 26 years in handling a lot of this stuff myself and my own business. Didn't account for any of that. It was, hey, nice to have known you. See you later. No longer welcome. And a lot of emailers coming in. Tim Schmidt addressed it. The stellar, incredible guy that he is. I've known Tim since this organization began. Quite frankly, been around from day one, meaning the United States Concealed Carry Association, when it was Tim. It's Tim's brainchild. And he is a man of high honor and high integrity. And he has chosen to take the high road, obviously. I read you his response. I won't go back into reading the press releases again. Suffice to say that Tim continues to support the National Rifle Association, and I quote him, even if they won't support us. And that tells you all you need to know about Tim Schmidt. No, he's a life member of the NRA. I am a decades-long member. I'm a certified NRA instructor. I've kept my credentials for years. Wish I had the time to teach. Someday maybe I will. But in the meantime, obviously, all gun owners, I will tell you this on the show, should be members and support the National Rifle Association's legislative agenda. We all, quite frankly, need to be working together, which is why their decision is so perplexing. Having said that, I will be at the Viridian booth on Friday, 1 p.m. coming up, this coming Friday, for an appearance on the Just the Facts stage for 2 hours. Rob Pincus will be there, Masad Ayoub will be there, I will be there, and a number of other folks will be there. I will be at the Crossbreed Holster booth when I am not at the Viridian booth for those 2 hours, and at the Second Amendment Foundation booth. You can find me there. You can't find me at the USCCA booth because there is no more booth there. And if we come to 80,000 of you, freedom-loving Americans, will converge. Hopefully more. Be interesting to see in this political climate. But hopefully more. In the meantime, I'll be there Friday at 1 p.m., Saturday at 3 p.m. And I hope you come out and see me and meet me at the Crossbreed Holster booth and the Second Amendment Foundation booth if I'm not there at the Viridian booth when you're there, okay? All right, let's go to my first guest for this half hour. And that is Andrew Branca, author, Law of Self-Defense. Andrew, how you doing, my friend? Thanks for jumping on the show with me today.
Very well, brother. Happy to be here.
Hey, I got to ask you, because I was talking about the USCCA, you wrote a stellar piece on Law of Self-Defense at your blog. What are your quick thoughts? I asked Alan the same thing in the first segment of the first hour when we brought this up. What are your thoughts on the NRA-USCCA disinvite?
I think the most important thing is that we need to be adult enough to distinguish between the organization that is the NRA and particular individuals who may have been making poor decisions on behalf of that organization. The NRA is a stellar civil rights advocacy organization for gun rights, always has been. I've been a life member for more than two decades, an NRA instructor for more than two decades. And as Tim, in a very classy response, wrote, I will continue to support the NRA in those initiatives. Nobody does that better. But there are clearly people working for the NRA who are making very poor, very low quality, very short-sighted decisions. We all live in a big tent. As Benjamin Franklin said, if we do not win together, we will certainly hang separately. And there are plenty of people in the industry who, with whom it's obvious I compete. I teach law of self-defense. Masad Ayoub teaches law of self-defense. Are we competitive with each other? I suppose so. But Mas wrote the foreword to my last book. We don't work competitively. We work cooperatively. And that's how the entire industry should work.
Well said, my friend. And I will leave it at that. The high road. That's what it's called. And like you, I am all of the things you mentioned relative to the National Rifle Association. I'm not the life member. I chose not to become a life member, not for any particular reason. I kind of just never got around to it. I just keep renewing my stuff every 3 years when it comes in. I should probably think about that. Haven't really thought about it. But let's move on to some other issues. I've gotten some email. And those of you who wrote in, I'm getting your emails right now. I'm reading some of them during the breaks. I'm going to try to get to a couple of them. I promise. If not, I will definitely get to them on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Keep sending them to me, all right? If you're a member of the USCCA, for example, and have the self-defense shield because you heard it on this program, I want to know about it. I want to hear from you because I'm putting all of this information together, and I may very well be reaching out to some of those who wrote the best ones and bring you onto this program. So please, let me know about it, mark@armedamericanradio.org. Andrew, let me go to a question I got from Andre. I apologize if I'm mispronouncing the first name, Hernandez. Hello, Mark. I hope you're doing good. I've been listening to the program since December and have not missed a show ever since. Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Mr. Hernandez, very much. I had a question for your legalese section. You talk a lot about the elements that should be on the interaction with authorities via 911 or responding officers after pulling the trigger and having a perp down. I know that even if the trigger wasn't pulled, you should still be the first to call 911. Since most defensive gun uses have no shots fired, once the bad guy leaves, what are some elements that the 911 call should have, and how should we interact with responding officers? Thanks for what you're doing. Keep up the fight for liberty. Andre from Texas. I guess the meat of this question is, I've had to pull my gun for self-defense, and like me, Andrew, I didn't have to pull the trigger, and I'm calling 911. The guy's gone. What should they say? What's the difference between that and actual shooting?
Well, of course, an actual shooting would be very different because with shots fired is likely to be injuries. It's a much more complex scene. But at the core, the fundamentals remain the same. You don't want that other guy to be the person calling the police and calling the police first. People think that, well, if I'm attacked by somebody, I'm the good guy, they're the bad guy, surely they're not going to call the police. They do call the police. They call them all the time. Of course, they don't tell the police, hey, I tried to rob this guy and he pointed a gun at me. They just call the police and say, some dude pointed a gun at me. And then they describe you and they describe your car and they give your license plate number and you're home having dinner that evening and the police come and arrest you for an aggravated assault. So we can't have that happen. If you've had to display deadly force, you need to be the person who calls the police. Now, I have to say 99% of criminal defense attorneys will advise you to not say anything to the police except you want to speak to your attorney. And that's not a bad way to go necessarily. I think it fits a couple of categories of people, perhaps most people. First of all, if you're actually a criminal, don't talk to the police. Nothing good will happen to you by talking to the police. But if you're also a law-abiding citizen who's never thought beforehand about what you might want to say or not say to the police, you haven't given this any consideration, then you probably should say as little as possible. But I think it's a different narrative for people like us who have mentally prepared for defending ourselves. I think in our cases, there are a very limited number of things you may want to say to the police when they show up. In particular, you want to identify any exculpatory evidence or exculpatory witnesses. Certainly, you want to say that you were attacked by somebody. That's why you're calling 911 to report that crime. If they fled, even if there's no shots that have been fired, you'll want to say, I'm reporting a crime. Someone attacked me. I had to defend myself. Thankfully, no shots were fired. Beyond that, you probably don't want to say very much until you've spoken to an attorney, because believe it or not, even having acted in that purely defensive role could still qualify as a potentially criminal act in the eyes of
all right, I need to, but we're going to, that's a perfect place to stop it. I've got some questions for you on what you just said when we come back right after these messages.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Folks, by now you know I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. And you also know they love to give away guns to responsibly armed Americans just like you. Now, this is why last month the USCCA bought 10 of my listeners a brand new Kimber. Now, this month, they want you to pick any gun you want. So they're giving you 10 chances to win $1,500 to buy the gun of your dreams. Which gun is at the top of your bucket list? A brand new AR-15? A custom 1911? Think hard, because any gun you've been dreaming about could be yours, thanks to my friends over at the USCCA. Just visit defendthem.com to enter for free today. And there's absolutely no restrictions. You can pick up any gun, any brand, and any caliber you want. Your entry to win $1,500 for a brand new gun is quick, simple, and free. Don't miss out on your best chance to take home the gun of your dreams. Just go to defendthem.com right now to get your name on the entry list. That's defendthem.com.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive, and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Thank you, Mike Gallagher. I appreciate that rejoin very much. The Mike Gallagher Show, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 12 Eastern. Well, he's good. He's one of only two people I go to in radio. Maybe three. But I love the Mike Gallagher program. I love Janet Mefford. Janet Mefford today, she's amazing and a good friend and such a, just a, I'll just say it like Trump, just awesome. She's an awesome host. Okay, and of course, every once in a while, you got to go to Rush from time to time just because that's the way it is. Welcome back to the program. Armed American Radio underway now with Andrew Branca, author, The Law of Self-Defense. Andrew, let me, because we've only got one segment with you, let's move quickly here. I'll go back to, you were talking about exculpatory evidence and all that on the 911 call, but one of the key things you said, I think the meat of it was, for those of us who are mentally prepared for this stuff, so let me go one step farther. Many of us have seen the videos of people saying, never talk to the police, period. I don't care. Nothing good can come of talking to the police, ever. Get an attorney, then talk to the police through your attorney. Never say a word, ever. Good or bad advice?
I think it's 80 to 90% good advice. Certainly, if your choices are say nothing except I want my attorney on the one hand or blather away on the other hand, then for Pete's sake, say nothing except you want your attorney. But I think the person who's mentally prepared themselves for this kind of event, and that should be all of us, I think you leave value on the table if you limit yourself strictly to that as a matter of SOP. For example, if someone attacks you with a knife and you have to use your gun to defend yourself, whether you fire it or not, and they drop the knife and they go sliding under a car, and then you call 911 and the police show up, are you not going to tell them that the knife went under the car? Because that knife right. is why you presented your handgun. And that's your legal justification. And if they don't recover the knife, if it's not in evidence for legal purposes, it simply doesn't exist. And by the way, when you call 911, what do you plan to tell 911? Are you going to tell 911 nothing except I want my attorney? Because that sounds like a very odd 911 call to me.
Yeah, and that 911 call is going to be played. You're going to hear it on the news. It's coming out. You know, it's going to come out. Even if it's not heard on the news, it can be played in court. It's going to be heard if it goes that far. Okay, let's move on. I got an email here from Mike Shinyama. And this email came back in March 2nd. I've gotten a lot of email, and I haven't had a chance to get to all of them with you. So let me go back to this one. Mark, very happy to see you starting the legalese segments. I do have a question I would love to hear an answer to. Right now, gun builds are very popular. I myself have plans to build an AR and to build those new Polymer 80 Glock kits. For the sake of the question, let's assume everything is on the up and up with the scenario. Now my question is, what are the possible outcomes of having to use one of those home-built guns in self-defense? For example, a home invasion turns into a happy ending story when the homeowner successfully uses his self-built AR, or a good Samaritan stops some psychopath with a self-built 1911 or Glock. Thanks for your time. That's from Mike. Now, I want to add something to that also. Ammunition. Millions of people load their own ammunition. And I've asked this question before of others, but I really want to get your opinion. I get this question all the time. Boy, you shouldn't put that self-loaded ammunition in that gun. They're going to make you out to be, you know, you were looking to kill. It was a hot load. You designed this, that, and the other thing. So we can kind of take both of those questions together. Let's tackle them both. How about the self-built guns and the reloaded ammo? Are either of them trouble?
Well, first we need to distinguish between what I call gun law and use of force law. Gun law has to do with whether the gun you built is lawful and whatever jurisdiction you're in. Frankly, I don't cover that in my practice. So let's assume for purposes of discussion that whatever gun you built is in fact a lawful gun. If it's not, you could certainly be held accountable for building an unlawful gun. So let's assume for purposes of the discussion the gun itself is lawful. From a technical legal perspective, as long as the gun itself is lawful, it doesn't matter that you home built it. If you're facing a deadly force threat, you're allowed to use deadly force in self-defense. And I don't care if that's a gun or a knife or an anvil or a piano you drop on somebody's head. If you're being threatened with deadly force, you're allowed to use deadly force in self-defense, assuming all the other requirements of self-defense have been met. Where we need to be concerned is not so much with self-defense scenarios in which you have a very strong claim of self-defense, because those never go to trial anyway. It's the cases where your claim of self-defense looks a little bit shaky to a prosecutor. Maybe it kind of looks like you could have been the aggressor or there's some other vulnerability. In those kinds of cases, things like using a your own reloaded ammo, for example, and I've reloaded at least 100,000 rounds of my own ammo on my Dillon XL650. I'm not a sponsor for Dillon, but I love their products. So I'm very familiar with reloading ammo. If you have a very robust self-defense claim, the fact that you used your own ammo shouldn't matter. But if your self-defense claim happens to be marginal for some reason, the prosecution is very likely to use that as a rhetorical device against you in front of the jury. And prosecutors can say almost anything in front of the jury. I've seen prosecutors argue that the defendant had malice because he had a round in the chamber of his gun in the ready-to-kill position. I've seen prosecutors argue malice because the defendant used a 10-millimeter round, a hunting round, in his handgun. None of that is actually legally relevant. It doesn't matter. But could it influence a jury? Absolutely.
That's interesting. You know, I've had this conversation with a number of guests before. I love to quote Masoud Ayoub because I love to impersonate Masoud Ayoub. And he says, if it's a good shoot, it's a good shoot. It's not going to matter what's in there. It's just as simple as I've never seen it. If it's a good shoot, it's a good shoot. If the ammunition can be purchased legally, well, it's a good shoot. And he said he's never seen...
If it's an obviously good shoot, then you're not at trial anyway. What happens is you think it was a good shoot, but the person you defended yourself against had two friends with him, and they say to the police that you were the aggressor in the fight. Well, that may be a lie, but it's evidence that the prosecution can use to build a narrative of guilt. And then if you're on the edge like that, little rhetorical arguments used by the prosecution can, in fact, make a difference. They shouldn't, but they can.
All right. Truth to this statement, obviously. We've all seen it on TV, right? Strike that. The jury, jury wasn't supposed to hear that. Strike that. They've already heard it, Andrew. It ain't going away. Doesn't a good prosecutor know how to do that? Or a good defense attorney?
And by the way, hopefully your defense attorney knows how to do that, too.
Right.
But, of course, the jurors are human beings. They've heard the evidence. They've been told to not consider it in their deliberations, but we all know what's going to happen.
Because they heard it. They can't unhear it. It's that simple. Oh, boy, we're getting ready to end this half hour. Where can people find... Now, first of all, you're going to be in Atlanta, correct?
I will be at the NRA annual meeting, unless I get there and they tell me I'm not allowed in.
Yeah, well, you know, that could happen to me, too. you never know, right? You never know. But I'm looking forward to seeing you again. Saw you in Fort Worth, Texas, just a couple weeks back. Looking forward to having a conversation with you and you know, bringing you and your voice to Armed American Radio more frequently. Very powerful stuff. I appreciate everything that you're doing. Where can people get the book? Where can they find out about taking your seminars?
It can all be found at lawofselfdefense.com.
There you go. Andrew Branca, great attorney and author, lawofselfdefense.com. Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate it very much. Coming up next, the captain, Matt Bruce, from the Captain's America Third Watch down in my hometown in Tampa, Florida. We're going to have some fun with the cap. See you right after this.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
All right. Man, another half hour. The single fastest hour in radio, one at a time, Armed American Radio, and the Daily Defense Show, particularly that Daily Defense Show. It just flies right by. Same clock setup. Same time segments, and it just whips on by every single day. Let's get some business out of the way. USCCAOnAir.com. The Gun A Day giveaway for today is rapidly disappearing. Okay, it's rapidly disappearing. You have 1 hour, 25 minutes, and 15 seconds from right now to activate one of the three self-defense shields from USCCA On Air or USCCA On AAR. Take your pick. Got you covered. The site's for you. Go there, check out the video, see why this is so important that you have this coverage. See why this coverage is so important. The Gun A Day giveaway today is a Para-Ordnance Black Ops, valued at $1,249. It is a great firearm. I have owned one. It is wonderful. Ooh, really, really nice. Plus, if you don't win that, you're still in the running to be one of the three winners of three grand prize packages, the Ultimate Home Defense Arsenal. Each one of those is valued at about $10,300 in that range if you happen to be one of those lucky three individuals. And if you do win the Gun A Day, every gun giveaway winner this month for the month of April will also receive a free Laser Max Spartan laser. That's about $100 value. Coverage is available to you at silver, up to $300,000 in protection. Gold, $575,000 in protection. Platinum, which is what I have, up to $1.125 million in protection. You heard Curt Schilling on the show in hour two. Great Major League Baseball star he was. Man, boy, when he said he was gifted to be able to throw a baseball kind of fast and kind of straight where he wanted it to go, he wasn't lying about that. Amazing. Curt Schilling also has the platinum. He's a platinum member at $1.125 million in coverage. He wouldn't leave his house without it either. But there's something for every budget, from $13 a month or $147 up to $22 for the gold, $247 one-time payment, or $30 a month annual payment of $347 for the platinum protection. Covers you and gets you home. God forbid you have to use a firearm to defend yourself. And if you get over there today, the Gun A Day giveaway to be in the running is a pair of Ordnance Black Ops, USCCAonAir.com. Mind you, one thing, these are not lottery odds, one in 280 million chances of winning this. The number and the odds are how many people go to the site and actually sign up for the self-defense shield. All right, I can promise you it's not going to be 285 million people, although it should be. It won't be. So the odds are pretty good here. Para Ordnance Black Ops, $1,249. You'll get the check for that amount to buy the gun, not the gun itself. If you want to buy something different, go ahead. But keep this in mind, the MSRP, manufacturer suggested retail price, is always higher than what you'll get it for at the shop, leaving you some extra money for some ammo or other fun stuff. So make sure to check it out, okay? All right, let's go to the captain, one of my favorite people on earth, down in Tampa, Florida, one of my favorite places on earth. That's a deadly combination. Captain Matt Bruce, he is the founder and voice of the Captain's America Third Watch. How you doing, Captain? Great to have you here, bro.
Good morning, America.
It's not morning yet.
It is for
will
me.
Will be soon. It is for you. You're right about that. But you tell us about the show. Airs from when to when?
2 a.m. to 6 a.m. across the country on a whole bunch of stations. We're adding more. We're all around the world on the internet. And we're also on we're also on a radio station network in Germany, I found out a couple
The Way.
Of weeks ago.
The Way.
Mm-hmm. Radio, the Radio Way,
right?
It's called. Mm-hmm.
The Radio Way, yeah, we're airing out there in Germany. That's wonderful. About 7 or 8 hour time difference, isn't it, this time of year?
Six
hours out from daylight savings. Okay. Hey, Captain, what's going on in Florida? Here's why this is important, because what happens in Florida tends to have an impact around the country. Florida, yet again, because of Anatary Flores, one individual seeing no pro-rights legislation move forward again this year. Is that true?
Well, there were two individuals, her and her buddy from Hialeah, Senator Rene Garcia. So between the two of them, one who was on the Judiciary Committee, one who was not, but it was still a vote they weren't going to get, they completely kiboshed all the gun laws that were coming out of the House, and there were a total of 12 of them, started out with 12, and then it wound up being whittled down to six, and then it got down to two. And the two that you and I talked about the most, the concealed carry, allowing open carry with a mm-hmm. concealed carry permit, and then the second one with going into airports, going into public buildings, being able to brandish a weapon, those have both been shot down by her because she just doesn't like the bills.
My constituents and the voters, the voice of the people, be damned?
That's right. Now, here's the problem. Nine people on the committee. On Senator Stubbe's committee that he chairs, nine people, five Republicans, four Democrats. All it takes is one Republican to go against the grain, and boom, you've lost your advantage. And that's what she did. Nothing is going to go to the floor in the Senate. Nothing.
Now, I want to point out, we're talking, both of these legislators are from what part of the state? Now, I know the answer to that question, but I want you to tell it for the benefit of listeners. Where are they from?
Well, Senator Flores is from Miami, and Senator Garcia is from Hialeah, right next door to each other.
Right down in southeast Florida.
Yep.
These individuals are pandering. I think Flores is looking for another run somewhere in Miami. There's rumors that she wants to run for mayor or something silly like that. Doesn't mm-hmm. make any difference. Mm-hmm. But rhinos, to be sure, the very definition, Florida, of rhino is what we're talking about with both of these individuals. Anatary Flores, and what's the other's name? We don't want them to
Rene
get off scot-free. What are their names?
Rene Garcia. From Hialeah.
Okay. These are pandering to a lot of the New York liberals moving down into that area, quite frankly. That's exactly what they're doing. Please, Captain, correct me if I'm wrong. Is that a false assessment or am I right?
Well, it is a correct assessment, but then we need to mention this group that's involved in this too, called Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America, which is founded by local people down here in Florida, but it's grown around the country predominantly because of money they got from the Bloomberg people.
Yeah, Michael. Yeah, of course, Michael Bloomberg, Shannon Watts, Every Town for Gun Safety, Moms Demand Action. All those folks are involved. I don't know what the financial connection is there. We probably won't know specifically. I would venture, probably an educated guess, to say that there's some money exchanging hands down there for political campaigns that are pushing that anti-gun agenda. This, again, coming from a very pro-gun state with a governor who would have signed all of this legislation. Where does the revamp to Stand Your Ground sit? Is that moved?
No, it came out of the House. It was redone in the House to go to the Senate so that the Senate could pass it. And Flores sat on it and said, nope, not going to get voted on. So there's no bills coming through. None.
And that bill looked more positive than the other two right out of the box. That Stand Your Ground bill we had thought for sure was going to pass. Okay, so Florida not putting anything forward that the rest of the nation would have looked at. And quite frankly, it would have been the Stand Your Ground bill, Captain.
Yeah, but
if that bill had passed?
Right, and we've got something else going on down here because we've got some anti-gun advocates now that are working to change the Florida Constitution. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, go ahead. Give that information. I'm glad you went there. Yes, go ahead with the remainder of this segment with that.
The Florida Constitution Revision Commission, known as the CRC, is holding public meetings around the state for input about making changes to the Florida Constitution. And anti-gun groups like the Florida League of Women Voters is going to show up at these hearings and demand that gun control measures be added to the Constitution. Now, anybody that supports the Second Amendment needs to start paying attention to this because on Wednesday, April the 26th in Gainesville at the University of Florida, they will have a public hearing. Then on Thursday, on April 27th in Jacksonville at the Florida State College in Jacksonville, they will have a public hearing. Then on Wednesday, May the 3rd, in Escambia, Bay County, at the Gulf Coast State College, they'll have a public hearing. Now, another one scheduled for May the 10th in Lee County, and one in my backyard, May the 17th in Hillsborough, and I will be there.
Let me tell you a little bit about what the captain's talking about before we go to a break. The Florida Constitution Commission only meets once every 20 years. It's been commissioned for 2017. It holds the public meetings to hear from Floridians about changes they want to see on the ballot referendums during the next election cycle. This is Michael Bloomberg, ballot referendums. Michael Bloomberg must be stopped. Florida is in his crosshairs. Arizona is in his crosshairs. Why does he want those two states? Because they're both ballot initiative states. If he can get his expanded background checks on the ballot in the state of Florida and Arizona, successfully, he has picked off what are widely regarded as the two single most pro-gun states in the nation. This is all Michael Bloomberg. Stop him now. New York billionaires don't work in Florida and Arizona. Back right after this with the captain.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights,
Mark Walters.
Back in these Crossbreed Holster studios with you for the final segment of the program. I hate when the show, I could go hours and hours with you. Boy, but if you want to get some more fun, some fun talk overnight, 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, 11 to 3 a.m. Pacific Time, the captain's going to just carry the torch and keep it going all night long on some great live radio. That rejoin music coming back, I love hearing that. That's the Whitest Light. I had dinner with those folks, two of the founders of the band, when I was out in Springfield, Missouri, not long ago. A lot of fun. So, you know, the Whitest Light, go look them up, buy their music. If you like what you hear here, support the people that support you. Very, very important. Missouri, whatever. Support Josie Wales territory. Support them. Okay, they support you, and they give us permission to use their music because they love what we talk about and what we stand for, which means they love you. So, you know, it's not too hard to go spend $1.29 to get a song. It really isn't. I'm talking to the captain, Matt Bruce, from the Captain's America Third Watch. Captain, I want to stray from the firearms issue for just a moment with you to a topic that, to me, is kind of near and dear to my heart, the media. I hate the media. And I've made it very clear. I have spoken publicly and at many venues about my utter contempt and disdain. You know it because you've heard me. I think attended one of those meetings where I was speaking to hundreds. I hate the media. I hate what they've done to themselves. I hate what they are doing to this country. I think that they are public enemy. They are literally public enemy. They are intentionally dividing this nation and are responsible in large measure for a tremendous amount of political hatred, and they're doing it intentionally simply because they're pushing an agenda, a leftist, radical, Barack Obama-supported, Hillary Clinton-supported socialist agenda. Fortunately, they've been put on ice for a while, and America's watching them go crazy right now, and I couldn't be having more fun watching that than I am. Having said all of that, we are seeing some shifts over at what is widely regarded as the nation's only quote-unquote conservative outlet at Fox News. Are you concerned, because I know you pay very careful attention to this stuff, that we are witnessing our last hope of conservatism in broadcast journalism getting ready to fold? I don't mean fold, go out of business, but I mean the content and the type of content that we get from Fox.
Well, I am concerned, but I'm going to tell you that because of what's going on over at Fox, and we can definitely see a changing of the guard over there because of the, I believe, probably because of Rupert Murdoch's sons that have taken over. But right. It's causing networks like mine and like yours, Salem Radio Network, One News Now, Newsmax, to mention three, to just all of a sudden jump because people are going elsewhere to go to places where they don't have to worry about the spin, where they don't have to worry about fake news, where they don't have to worry about all the nonsense that's going on. Because, for example, on your show and on my show, and you were on my show one night when we broke one of the biggest news stories in the country that happened right on the shift. You know, we were on there, and you and I were talking. It was a night program. And the other thing is two of the biggest things that have happened in the last recent month have happened on my program during my shift. Number one is the 59 missiles, the T-LAMs that got fired into Syria. I was all over that because of my connection to my neighbor next door, CENTCOM, Special Ops, and SOCOM, plus the MOAB. Where was the MOAB developed?
It was right there.
Eglin Air Force Base in the peninsula, Upper Peninsula in Florida. And,
in Florida, right.
I got a couple of calls, and I got some press releases sent to me within 5 minutes of that thing being dropped. And you want to talk about being on topic, boy? I was there. And the thing of it is we now have become the media. That's what my listeners are telling me. You, me, other people that are along the networks that we're on. And this is where we're at right now, which is why don't worry about O'Reilly. O'Reilly's going to be just fine. And I got a little info on that.
Can you tell us?
Yeah. Number one, he starts his podcast back up again tomorrow.
Interesting.
Now, remember what the podcast led to before? About 225 radio stations.
Yeah, you're right. I didn't think about it. I haven't heard anything about that. I'm glad you told us about that. You know, I wouldn't be surprised. And again, this is just speculation on my part. And I don't know what their contracts and what their parachutes look like as far as terms of non-competes or anything like that. But there's enough money with Roger Ailes and guys like O'Reilly to maybe see another network born somewhere. I don't know what's happening at Fox News. I don't pretend to, so don't anybody say I'm putting words out there. I don't know. I'm telling you that right now. You can go back and listen to it. You'll hear me saying it over and over again. I don't know. I don't have any inside information. I would not be surprised to see something like that come from Fox, if Fox makes some type of ideological shift. Now, I will say this, and I know Sean Hannity. I've talked to him before. If I were Sean right now, I'd be a little concerned based on what I'm seeing over there. I don't know if that's, you know, if I don't know. I'm just simply saying we don't know what's going on over there, but something going on. Fair statement?
Yeah, and do you know who Christopher Ruddy is?
No.
Christopher Ruddy is the founder, or not founder, but he's the owner, the CEO of Newsmax. And Newsmax was very big a little while ago. They made a big splash when they came out with Newsmax TV. They were on cable. Mm-hmm. They had their own cable network channel. They were on satellite. And now they're on Fios and they're on the Internet. But Roger Ailes and Bill O'Reilly are good friends of Christopher Ruddy. You don't think that those three guys haven't been talking about what they might be able to do?
Oh, look, the writing was on the wall. Bill O'Reilly didn't find out when he was in Rome. He knew this was coming.
Before he left.
Of course.
Yep.
Of course. And there was talk about this when Roger Ailes originally left. Mm. It's a fascinating. So here's the reason I mentioned Fox News. Alan Gottlieb appears on Fox News all the time. I have been on Fox News. John Lott is Fox News writer. Okay? These are people who have a voice in the pro-rights movement largely because of Fox News, and we want to see that continue. So it will be interesting to watch happen and watch it unfold. Okay, let me move in another direction. There's an editorial out. This is from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Now, I got this less than an hour ago from the great Alan Gottlieb. So let's talk about it. Expect new fear-mongering as gun lobby works to prop up sales. What this says in the crib note version is it's an attack on the National Rifle Association, who is now going to start going after since Obama's no longer in office, gun sales are dropping under Trump. Gun sales are still at record highs. They're just not as high as they were under Obama, right?
Sure.
So now we're starting to see the left change their attack on the NRA because Trump's in office. Will they ever be successful? We've got about a minute.
No, not at all, because there are enough constitutionally minded and patriotic citizens out there that realize that we are the first line of defense if something happens. For example, if a police officer gets in trouble in front of you or me and we have a chance to take their back, you know, to protect them, we're going to do it. You and I are going to do it because of the means that we have to be able to do that. And there are many other people who are going to do that too. Besides that, when's the last time your home got broke into?
And I'll tell you something else. We've seen it on tape. Hey, Captain, thank you, brother, for everything you do. Tune into the Captain's America Third Watch. Captain, real quick, where can they find it?
They can go to the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And remember, my show is all about America. We salute the military every day, all hours of the show and all hours of the day. God bless America.
God bless you, Captain, for everything you do, for your service to this nation, and for continuing the fight every single night across the country. Appreciate it very much. Glad to know you. It's an honor, my friend. The Captain Matt Bruce, the Captain's America Third Watch. Make sure to tune in if you're up, and believe me, many of you are. I'm Mark Walters. I have been filling your prescription for freedom here as I do every single day on Armed American Radio and Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. 6 days a week, we are out there fighting for you. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. If you're going to be in Atlanta and you miss the daytime show over the week, I will be there at the Viridian booth, 1 p.m. Friday, 3 p.m. on Saturday. I'll see you on the radio.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.